game, Jake. You just kicked the ball into the net.
I did.
Yeah, right into the other team's net.
Well, I got confused because you were yelling at me.
I was yelling, wrong net, wrong net, wrong net.
Guys, cool it. You didn't even let us have our fruit roll-ups and juice. You're the worst coach ever.
Yeah, well, you probably would have kicked the snacks into the other team's mouth.
Fan.
Mom just got back from the doctor's office, and her blood pressure is, like, super high. She cannot have any stress. Keep your voice down.
That kid is an embarrassment.
Fan, do you hear what I'm saying? Stop yelling!
Cheyenne, didn't I just tell you I need peace and quiet?
Yeah, Cheyenne, what's wrong with you?
Sorry, Mom. I know that you need to relax. How about you have a nice hot bath?
Okay, I'm gonna go up and take my bath. And while I'm in there, I'm gonna listen to the relaxation sounds that my doctor put on my little iPod here.
Oh, I listened to one of those once. Yeah, it was the sounds of a very calming rainstorm. I fell asleep and then I peed myself.
Life is good. Life is calm. And relax, 1, 2. Happy, happy, 3, 4. All is great.
From that soccer game. Hey, how about we go upstairs and you give me a back rub?
Van, you know that always leads to something.
Yeah, I know. Why? You want to skip the back rub?
What is an orange manatee doing in my shower?
Oh, yeah. I knew there was something I was supposed to tell you. Dad's in your shower.
Well, then call SeaWorld. He's going back.
Mr. H has been staying in the garage for the past few days.
The only way he's staying in the garage is if a car is running.
Hey, Reba. Sorry about that. Bet that brought back some memories, though, huh?
Almost brought back my lunch.
Aw, oh, come on. The old fella's aged pretty well, don't you think?
Yeah, that's what happens when you soak something in alcohol.
Come on, Cheyenne, let's go.
You know I'm not giving you a back rub.
Don't worry. The urge has passed.
So is it true you're living in my garage?
Yeah, I've been sleeping on the pull-out couch. Barbara Jean and I are taking a little break. She thinks I'm on a business trip.
Why don't you stay at a hotel?
Well, if I stay at a hotel, that makes it real. This way we can have a little break without it being such an official separation.
Why don't you just admit that you're cheap?
I am not cheap. I just don't happen to believe that a room service waiter automatically deserves 12%. Look, Reba, things are bad with Barbara Jean and me, but I'm trying. Really, I am. Come on. Let me stay in the garage just a couple of more days, please.
Brock, I am under strict orders to keep my blood pressure at a minimum, and you're not helping one bit!
Remember, I'm out of town.
Hey.
Hey, Barb Jean.
Brock's out of town and Henry's staying with Nana, so I got bored and I baked you a cake.
Happy Tuesday, Reba. Yeah. It's Wednesday.
Happy Reba.
So, Brock's out of town, huh?
Yeah. Reba, can I confide in you?
Is it something embarrassing and personal about Brock?
Yes.
Then yes.
It's just... He's just such a big baby.
Yeah.
You know, every time we have a little problem, he goes on a business trip. I mean, the guy's a dentist. There are plenty of rotten teeth in Houston. You know, I'd say he's been hanging out at hotels, you know, except he's so cheap.
So, tell me more about his cheapness.
I mean, I could go on forever. The guy once tried to buy half a box of Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, he's cheap and vain too, huh?
Yeah, he is.
Yeah.
One time, I caught him looking at himself in the mirror, and he was saying, "Enough about you. Let's talk about me."
Well, hang in there, Barbara Jean. From my experience, you just never know when Brock might pop up.
You know what's weird, Weeba? He's not even in town, and I can still smell him. It's like this weird mixture of cocoa butter and feet.
Thanks.
What are you doing?
I'm trying to think of a way to fix my team. And being a brilliant coach, I did. I have come up with a plan that is going to change their entire attitude and turn us from losers, ooh, into winners.
What's the plan?
I'm cutting Jake from the team.
What? No, Van, you cannot cut Jake from the team.
I have to. His rotten attitude is infecting the entire team. He is the Terrell Owens of preteen soccer.
He's also a member of your family.
Not by blood. Cheyenne, when we have our son, that kid will be athletic and have awesome eyebrows like his dad. He will be well and browed.
What do you think Mom's gonna say when Jake tells her that you cut him from the team?
Cheyenne, I can't coach constantly worrying about the owner. Hey, buddy, I think we need to talk.
Yeah, we do.
Van. Good.
Cheyenne, this is official team business, so thank you.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. Jake, look, I'm just gonna come right out with it because we're both adults. Well. You're not an adult, but let's pretend you are and just get on with it, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You're fired.
What'd you say?
I said you're fired.
Jake, you can't fire me.
It's not just me. It's the whole team.
What are you, stupid kids crazy? The parents won't stand for this.
It was the parents' idea.
Oh, so it's a coup, huh? Huh. Some psycho dad took my coaching job. Who is it?
It's not a dad.
Oh, man. Is it one of Jimmy's two moms?
Huh? It's not a parent.
Then who is it?
Hey, man. Tough break.
Fine. You can take my team. You can take my job. But you can never, ever take my dignity.
Oh, I was just getting a blanket out of the closet. Yeah, the garage only gets so warm, even with the dryer open and running.
You know how to make it warmer? Turn on the car. Or you could go home to your house.
You know what, Reba? This is way more complicated than you think.
Okay, then I'll make it simple for you. Go home to your wife.
I can't. She thinks I'm out of town.
Won't you just tell her the truth?
You know, Reba, I'm one of those people who actually believes that the truth imprisons you. Plus, no matter what I say to Barbara Jean, it causes a fight.
Then just be with her. Don't speak. Not a bad rule of thumb for you, by the way. You know, you do smell like cocoa butter and feet.
I did! I need your help!
Oh, my gosh, what is it?
She shot me!
Oh my gosh, did you call the doctor? Did you call 911?
No, she shot me with a paintball gun. Oh, and it hurts like hell. I'm gonna have a big boo-boo tomorrow.
Call the cops, there was an intruder at our house!
That was me.
You? What are you doing here? I thought you were out of town.
I switched my flight from Austin so I could come back and check on you. I didn't even care about the extra cost. And believe me, it was substantial.
Austin? You said you were in Dallas.
I got a connecting flight from Austin.
A connecting flight from Dallas? That's a 45-minute flight from here to there. Why would you connect?
Why connect? Why not connect?
Okay, what is going on here?
What is going on here? What is going on? What is going on here?
Okay, Reba, do you think you can help me out?
Can I help you out?
Oh, God bless America! Somebody start talking!
Okay. Brock, I think it's time you use the T word.
Yes, yes. Tea. Everybody loves a nice hot cup of tea. Okay, who takes honey?
Brock, tell her the truth.
Fine. I wasn't in Austin. I've been staying in Reba's garage.
Well, isn't that cozy? Well, every time something goes bad, you go running to your ex-wife. And you! I mean, is that why you wouldn't let me stay in your garage? You had your little gigolo stash there?
Oh, yeah, Barbara Jean. Every night I dream about waking up in the arms of my manatee again.
Well, don't I feel like an idiot?
Barbara Jean.
No, Brock. And next time, I got 200 rounds, and I'm aiming low.
That went well.
Looks like you're stuck with me for another couple of days.
No, no more. No. You have to go talk to her from your heart. Tell her what you're feeling.
I'm a guy. I don't know what I'm feeling.
Then talk to her. Tell her that. And then you could start mending all the things that are wrong.
Brock, if we'd have done that, maybe we would have had a chance.
I don't know, Reba. I think maybe I should stay here one more night.
Brock, honey. The gun I own doesn't shoot paint. Come on, make my day.
Kira as the coach? Kira? I mean, what's her philosophy of sports? Hey, kids, soccer's important, but life itself is meaningless.
That was the greatest game ever.
Oh my gosh, you guys won?
Nope, we got murdered. 11-0.
I think it was 13, Coach.
13-0 in soccer? How many did you score for them?
2. That's how I got snacks from both teams.
Kira, you can't let them lose like that. Those psycho parents will tear you to pieces.
Thanks for the advice. Tell Mom I won't be home for dinner because some of those psycho parents want to take me out for sushi.
You see that? She's turned them from losers into happy losers.
Man, they're kids. Okay, and maybe your coaching style is a little too intense.
Oh, that's ridiculous. You know what? When we have our son, that's when I need to coach.
Well, maybe your coaching style is a little too intense for our son, too.
Why do you keep saying I'm too intense?
I want to show you something, okay? I taped the game from last week.
Here we go, here we go. Get it going! Get it going! No, 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 no. Come on, baby. Kick it! Kick it! Kick it! What are you doing? What do you think this is, huh? A blind convention? What are you doing, pal? Ah!
Wow.
Yeah, that's a little bit much.
It's weird. That's my father.
Nope. I had the camera. It was you.
No, I know it's me, but that the way I was acting, that's my father. That's the way my dad coached me my whole life.
Oh, man, that's so sad.
That's not sad. That's why I'm so good at sports.
Yeah, and it also is probably why, you know...
Probably why what?
Well, why you hate your dad.
I don't hate my dad. I just, you know, I don't talk to him or call him or think about him. Oh, my gosh, I hate my dad. And now I'm turning into him. Cheyenne, I don't want my Willenbrout son to hate me.
Oh, Ben, calm down. He's not going to hate you. He's going to love you. Okay, because no matter whether he's good or bad at anything, we are always going to be good at loving him. Okay?
Okay.
And you're not going to coach any of his games.
I can't believe I didn't realize that I was turning into my dad. When did you realize that you were turning into your mom?
Well, no, never, because I'm not turning into my mom.
No, I know. You already did.
Okay, you know what? I am not turning into my mom, you moron.
Do you realize what you just said?
Crap.
Oh, I did. I did a small one. Oh, hey, Reba Dabba Doo.
Well, look at you two. No new bullet holes or fresh paint?
Well, you know, it wasn't really comfortable being honest with each other, but it really did work.
We just needed to talk things out.
Yeah, and we did. We did. We stayed up all night and we put all of our problems on the table. We were completely truthful. And you were right, Reba. It did set us free.
Yeah. Well, I hate to say it, but when I'm right, I'm right. And even when I'm kind of wrong, I'm still kind of right.
Well, this time you were right.
Good.
We're getting a divorce.
Thanks for making us talk.
That's not what I meant when I said the talk. I meant work it out.
Yeah, well, look, we're not thrilled about this either, but it seemed like it was the only thing we could do to stop the pain.
You know, it didn't used to be like this. We used to have fun. We were just reminiscing about all that and, you know, all the good times we had. And, you know, I really think it's for the best. You know, and I couldn't be happier. I can't wait for court.
Brock, you can't let this happen.
You know what? I'm gonna go check into a hotel. I really do think this is for the best.
You're not such a great liar anymore, Brock.
Yeah, I know. I miss those days.
I'm never gonna be able to relax. Oh, well.
Here we go. Get it going! No. Come on, baby. What are you doing? What do you think it says, huh? A blind convention? What are you doing, pal? Right there, you can't just whistle a little bit. Go around. Ah! Damn it!
Now I'm really relaxed.